All right, so welcome to practical. What do we call it?
Practical spiritual advice
by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, which is we. And my special guest today, which you're not going to see much of her often. She'll make little appearances here and there as she evolves in her path. But this is my lovely cosmic partner, Amber Alvarez. Say hello to everyone.
Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be on the show. Yes. I'm excited. I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to be here on this portal day 11-11-22. Today's 11-11-22.
That's right. Today's 11-11-22, and this is the 11-year anniversary of our sacred trip to Sedona 11 years ago. So this is why we're putting the podcast out in the time frame that we are, because this is like the more we live the story, the more it kind of comes out in codes and markers that you can jump into and be a part of. And so it's only right that Amber and I are on this initial podcast with the 11-year anniversary of us taking our trip to Sedona, which is a big part of where we're going with, you know, Infinite You and this practical spiritual advising. Like, so what'd you come here for, right? If you came to a podcast and you came because of the title and stuff, you're gonna wanna see more or less what's in the title. Like, why is this practical spiritual advice? What is this about? And it's because there's a living story behind all of it. You go to any of these podcasts and they're all talking about a story. And so that's what we're doing, is we're just gonna tell our story. And Infinite You is the brainchild of I'd like to say it was me only, but I would be negating this person sitting next to me and her influence.
I was like, who are you talking about?
Oh my gosh, I thought I was talking about, because I often talk about like
other people,
other dimensional beings that are here always with us. So she's like, who is he talking about now?
It's me.
Yeah, it's her. It's Amber.
Thank you.
Yeah. So she was here with this ride, and then I'm gonna, you know, go a little bit further with the story, and then I'll let her come back in here in a minute. But I want to get us on a trajectory here for a second. And so this trajectory is, if you want to go back in time to like 2010.
Oh, the first initial, your awakening.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, people are going to want to know, who's this guy that's giving practical spiritual advice through storytelling if they don't know the beginning set of the story? And so that would, I mean, it goes way back further than that, right? Like my existence as a soul being. But this initial push of
the events leading up to our trip to Sedona.
Yeah, yes. Right. Absolutely. Yes. So the stuff that had transpired at that time led me to find looking more into myself for answers. And, you know, I really felt lost, and I got some really good guidance by a spiritual healer out of New Jersey named Joni Isinger. And I had a spiritual awakening, and that transpired in 2010. I looked into myself and started finding all these cool things that matched up with beliefs that I had with like the paranormal and like extraterrestrial and all this stuff. And then when I gained comfort in myself to like want to express this out to someone that would, you know, potentially be a friend to share. And I was looking for someone of the opposite sex to engage in, not in engaging like that. Because that's one thing that Amber and I said we weren't going to do in the beginning, that we were going to try to get to know each other. But that's, you know, roundabout. That's where I was. I was at a place where I was wanting to make friends with someone of the opposite sex and just experiment with that, with this newfound awakening that I had with, like, spirituality and ETs and quantum mechanics and breath work and who I was as a being and honoring, you know, my whole codes. You know, my birth date is a whole code, and we'll talk about that another time. It's a story within itself. But to get us up to this young lady over here would oftentimes just like, she would go out, like she'd come home. Let me paint you a picture real quick.
Okay.
She would come home and she would purposefully let the air out of a tire. Or she would purposefully leave the light on in the car.
So we were living in an apartment complex. So that's what it was. He was my neighbor upstairs on the third floor.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yes.
She's my projector.
Yeah. And I was living right underneath him on the second floor. And this was in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And I went and knocked on her door and I said, hey, you keep leaving all your shit on. No, not like that. I was like, hey, ma'am, your light's on in the car.
My truck was... it was one of those trucks that you just give to your children to have that don't work. So...
that don't work?
Well, they work, but they're not reliable, I should say. They're not reliable. Yeah. So that was like, I had a 1999 or 1998 Chevy Black Blazer, and this was 2010, and... Anyway,
but also, yes. It was your little red car too, your Mazda.
No, I don't remember that. Okay, anyway,
you don't remember the Mazda car that you had?
No, I remember the Mazda I would leave the light on that too.
Mm-hmm,
oh,
the
wow.
Lights on that tire, uh-huh. Slow.
Subconsciously doing that to
lure me in because I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman, and she's cute. She's actually really hot now, but then
and hot then now.
That's my lady right there. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, oh, look at that young little girl down there. She was younger than me. I was 33 years old.
33, and I was 20 at the time.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Getting close.
Or you're
32
to 33. Yes,
yeah,
30.
I was like 32,
20, 21.
So whatever. Mm-hmm. She had children.
I did. I do. Uh-huh. At the time, yes, three boys.
Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things I was noticing too. It's like, oh, look, she's got boys I don't ever see. Where's the guy around here? Never see any guy.
Mm-hmm. You thought that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I never saw any guys come around.
Uh-huh. Oh, you've mentioned that, but like, great. Huh?
Yeah, no guys.
Mm-hmm.
I never. She did a really good job of hiding them. She's like, I'm going over to your place. You're not coming here. Which is that's good mama tactics right mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
Which I respected. So, mm-hmm. anyway, I knocked on her door a few times to be the gentleman that I am. And then when I felt comfortable in myself, I said, hey, you want to go on a date? And I don't even know how I got into, hey, I'm into ETs and shit. I don't even know where even know how it opened. Go ahead.
Well, so we had our first date and then we went out to eat. And on our way back to the apartments. That's where the song Katy Perry E.T. came out. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song. And you're like, yes, I like it too. And you put it louder. And that's where you started. You just started bringing up, if I believe in it and that's what you believe in. And I was like, yes. yes, I do. I do believe in aliens. Because I've always known since I was a child that there's something out there that's, I guess, beyond us, or like there's other life out there, I should say, mm-hmm. is what I always thought. And children would make fun of me, other children, or just call me weird because that's what I believed in. But why wouldn't you question that? Yeah. Why wouldn't you question why you're here? How'd you come about? Like, how'd you come here? Like, why are you here? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm curious, why am I here? You know, these are thoughts that I had as a child in middle school. Or, yeah, in middle school, that's when I started really looking outside. So anyways, back to the story. When he said aliens, I was like, yes, I'm all about it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know in depth like he did. I just believed more in extraterrestrial life. That's mm-hmm. what I believed in. But I didn't know the details of the types of beings.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting into. So that's where it got really intriguing for her to be like, ooh, tell me more. I'm like, yeah, there's Pleiadians and there's Arcturians and what? There's Draconians. Yeah, there's an undercover, world that's been going on. And like, oh, my God, that's why the food is the way it is. And like, oh, that's why, all these self-discoveries that she was having when I would say things. And she was already within a pattern of shifting away from things that were not good for her. And for her children, And so, you know, this is kind of where we just like left off in here. We're 11 years in. We have two children, two lovely
six children total, but two children together we created.
Yes.
We created, yes.
Purposefully, like it's been a career. So that's the whole, this is Infinite You. This is Infinite You. This is a story of us and the cosmic union of divine masculine and feminine. And I'll tell the stories most often from my perspective because she's at this time working still and I get to just play around and she gets to be jealous of me doing podcasts and talking to people and dancing around and doing all this stuff. But
no longer jealous.
No longer jealous.
No, I'm honoring that.
Yeah.
And honoring myself by continuing to
evolve and grow.
Evolve and grow, even with the 9 to 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And finding, I've been trying to help with this with my advice, with practical spiritual advising, is like finding the silver lining in whatever situation that you're in. So, you know, that was part of, I guess you can speak on that a little bit.
The struggle of that? I thought
Okay, let's. Where do you want to go?
Back to the story.
Back to the story. Yes. This is my projector. Get back to the story. Yes. Sorry, guys. Uh-huh. Oh, dude.
So back to the story.
Long.
You met me.
Mm-hmm.
And so you met me. We started dating the summer of 2021.
Yeah, we went on 2021? One date and it was official.
No.
When
oh,
was it? 20?
Yeah, 2021. Wait, yes, that's
no,
when we started dating.
2021.
Oh, 2011. 2011.
Yeah,
summer 2011. We started dating. So in April of 2011 or May of 2011, that's where we had our date. And then 2 months later, we decided, let's just take a chance. On July 11th, 2011, we decided to make it official.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's July of 2011.
Yeah.
And then so we're here in this little life together. And then November 11th hits.
Right, I was sort of watching one of my homies, Rion de Rowan, Team Light. He had his awakening right before me, and him and a few others gathered and put the word out. Star Seeds are meeting in Sedona on 11/11/11. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm there. You coming with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and mind you, he was already like a year into his spiritual awakening.
Yeah,
I still have yet to experience mine.
Still have yet.
I so oh no
at that time.
At that time, yeah. So at that time, did not have my spiritual awakening.
Which she coins as hers, right? Like we all have our own mm-hmm. mile markers within ourselves that we can say, "Ooh, this is when shift happened." And it doesn't matter what anybody else says. This is when she is able to sit there and internally and say, "This is when I had my awakening." And I know when I had mine, and you will know when you had yours. And so Amber knows when she had hers. And hers hadn't occurred at that time when we met.
No. Even though I was all about it, it wasn't there. I was still in the program.
Yeah, she was still telling me, like, I don't believe in what you believe in. I'm like, but why are we together then? if that's what brought you to...
It was the aliens. I just wanted to talk about aliens this whole time. I didn't think we were going to go in deep. Literally, like...
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no, there's some pun intended on that.
I know there is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so Sedona, right? So I was watching YouTube videos. Team Light, Rion is in LA, and now he's moved to Sedona. And, you know, I'm really into this, like, spiritual stuff and, you know, Amber and I are just dating at this time, but I'm like in it. And it's been a very intense road for the last 11 years. But, you know, Sedona was a big part of that. And, you know, coming 11 years back, being in the tone, which is San Antonio. That's what I call San Antonio. So Rion put this word out to go to Sedona to meet Starseed friends and Starseed brethren and everything, and I'm like, hey, you want to go? And man, how did that conversation go? I don't even remember.
So we were sitting in my apartment
she
on my bed.
All this shit, but she tells me she don't remember shit. Okay, go ahead.
Because Yeah, so I can take you back there. So yeah, so we were on the bed, and you were just telling me about the activation on 11/11, mm-hmm. 11, mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I really want to go. Like, I just, you know, like the funds, because you had just lost your job and you started living with your mom, so you weren't even living at the apartments either at that time. So we were, you know. You were there that day, that night, though. I don't even remember. It's probably like a couple of weeks or maybe a month before. And that's when I was getting, I was getting financial aid at the time. It was like, or student loans, I should say. I'll probably like cross that out, but whatever. We're paying it back. We're paying that shit back. So, but anyways, yes.
Yeah, so we used the money to go on a trip. Go ahead.
Right. Some of my funds, I was like, you know what? Like, this is a, I don't experience life outside of San Antonio, and I was like, this is my opportunity to go, and this is intriguing. 11/11/11, what is this? And, you know, again, going back to my story, I just knew there's something more that needed to come out of me that I wasn't sure what that was, but so I took that opportunity. I'm like, let's just go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we did. Yeah. And you ended up finding a place to stay.
I met some girl on Facebook or something, yeah. Daphne, and she was like, oh, we're going to be, it's a bunch of us that are coming in from all over, and we have an extra room, and I don't even,
or it was like we it was went like in, our own. I don't even remember. It was our own little townhouse or something, like a little
tiny home,
right.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, we can take my car, my Mazda at the time, my Mazda 6, and we'll just drive out there. From San Antonio to Sedona is, what, 16 hours away? I don't 17?
Fuck, I don't know. It was a long drive. 15.
So we had to plan it accordingly, and with the children as well, because they were small at the time, before we had our own children.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, so you did your investigating and your researching to find us a place to stay at a low cost, and like, okay, this is how much mileage we're gonna put in, this is how much it's gonna cost, and my stepdad Robert wants to go. I'm like, okay, I've never met him. Like,
I think I've met him briefly
before that, because I wasn't really around your family either at that time, so that was my first experience being around his family, because of course we're like 4 months in, and you know. So anyways, yes, so that was definitely a journey. So
yeah, Robert was there with us. So we went, we didn't go in Amber's car, we went in Robert's truck. He had a brand new truck, Silverado, so yes. Or whatever. And
we left the night before on the 10th.
Okay, and then my mom, she said
We left on the 9th. We left on the 9th.
Yeah, I think we got there a day before, I think.
Right. So we left Wednesday night, like around 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and we drove off. And we made it there the next day on the 10th. Yeah, I was super exhausted, but yeah.
Yeah, and my mom said, "Don't let Robert drive. You fall asleep." And I'm like, "But okay, I won't, Mom." But we were so tired. He was rested. We stop
on our way.
On our way there.
We were already in Arizona.
Were we in Arizona or no? In Texas?
No, we were.
Were we in El Paso?
No, we were. Oh, New Mexico. I think.
Yeah, we were.
We're in New Mexico, because we had just stopped at El Paso to eat breakfast.
He got
in
rest.
The morning the next day.
He got rest. He got coffee. He got food. I was like, dude, let us just like give us an hour, and we crashed out in the back seat, her and I, and we woke up to it's okay, it's okay, we're okay, we're okay, and boom, like he woke us up. Like, he hit the guardrail. I messed up on the story. We're going to rewind. We didn't hit the guardrail yet.
Okay, so we ate, and okay, now we take off. We're going uphill. We're, like, on a mountain. I remember that because I was like, oh, my gosh. When I heard the noise, yes. When I heard the noise, I was like, we're fucking falling down. We're falling down over the mountain. I was scared because I'm on high alert when we're driving up mountains and down mountains. Like, I'm just like it's an anxiety. It's intense because anyways, probably in a past life. Right.
Whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, anyways. So Yes, when he was turning, that's where he fell asleep on the, and then the gargoyle.
I didn't know any of this.
Huh? You don't remember?
We were asleep in the back. I don't remember you telling me any of that. I know where. That's all I know.
Uh-huh. Because you invited me to tell the story, okay, and now here I'm open to telling the story.
Cool. Yeah. So I'm learning new things, guys.
Yeah. So everyone. That's what happened. Yes. Because it was on the driver's side.
Yeah, it was on the driver's side.
Right. So we're turning on the highway. Sense. Right. And then. And that's where he's I'm okay. Yeah. He woke up. Yeah. We're okay. We're okay. Yeah. You're like, yeah, no, are pull over, okay? Pull over, Robert.
Uh-huh.
Go to the back, go to sleep. Yeah, because we were in New Mexico, so we still had quite a bit, not that much, but it's more, the hours are really in Texas.
Yeah, so we're the loudest vehicle in Sedona when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
My phone's ringing. Everywhere we stopped and had to get off that car because of the way the wreck had just pushed the quarter panel into the door frame, that every time we opened it, it was just loud. It was just ridiculously loud. And in this very quiet town of Sedona, mm-hmm. like on 11-11 and 11-10, we're driving through, and it's like, you know, every time we get out and everybody just looks around, it was just crazy. But
definitely as soon as we entered Sedona, it was definitely a shift in energy. You can feel it.
Absolutely. It's palpable for sure.
Huh?
Palpable.
What?
What? Jeez, I gotta explain something. Palpable is like when it's it's thick. It's, you can taste it. It's
palpable.
Palpable.
Oh.
You know, you're laughing at the
way
I'm saying palpable.
You were trying to say powerful.
Oh my gosh. Palpable.
Palpable. I gotta look at
you know
that later.
That, you know, okay. You
okay.
Okay. Anyway.
I've never heard of that before.
Which is, it can be akin to powerful too. Right. It's almost the same thing. But so, you know, one of the things in Sedona was getting my aura photograph. Right.
Yes.
Because this is something that I was more. This is more. This was like my trip. Like, she went there as my backup singer or something. Like, even, right.
As an observer, really.
Absolutely. Like, so she didn't get any aura photographs.
No,
nobody. Like, none of that.
Because I wasn't. This was an introduction for this
all.
New lifestyle, or I don't even know what to call it. Like, this new being.
Whatever.
Way of being.
Well,
right.
Well, when we get everyone caught up to here and now, it'll all make sense. So that's like,
right, right, right.
We
so this is just
yeah.
like a new chapter for me. So more or less, I was observing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so through our storytelling, we're going back in time and we're revisiting our own chapters and you know, different things within our life, and we're going to take new note of the way that we talk about things. And like you heard me, I've got new information. I don't remember. Amber never told me any of those that she felt that the car was, that we were on a turn, and that's how it happened when we wrecked into the guardrail and stuff, when Robert did. So there's parts of the story I'm hearing now. So at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is, everything that we did over there in Sedona has come full circle, and this is why we're doing the podcast. So I'm just trying to bring it. Why is she so serious? Because I gotta be. This has this
foundation.
Yeah, this foundation needs to be laid down very, very methodically and in the proper sequence. So at times I will draw it back and remind you, listeners, what this storytelling is really about, and it may, we're going to have fun and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, when we get to where we are now, we're at a crux, and we're at a place where we get a really good opportunity to do some really cool shit. So just listen to the story. So anyway, back to Sedona, 11:10, if I'm not mistaken, we're at some little shop, and she's probably going to remember more of the story than I do, obviously. But I wanted to get an aura photograph, and I did. And the aura photograph was like fucking red, like dark red, and it had black around it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's
my
right.
Aura, for people that were listening to my story, would be like, dude, you're Satan. What's going on? What is this guy like? Oh my God, look at his aura. But
black and evil.
Yeah, it was the beginning of my, you know,
a year into your journey.
Yeah. It was so fresh still.
Grounded.
For me.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
red.
it was grounding this story. That looking back now at my energy imprint of what I was doing there was a very grounding thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like my energy was to ground.
Yes.
And so
yeah,
my aura was very dark and earthy and red and integrated with where we were.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, in order to build a very nice foundation of this storytelling. So even energetically, you know, the storytelling is going to be very multidimensional, and I'm going to have fun with playing in and out of it. I just want y'all to just follow along. I may say things that, you know, as you can tell, Amber is very good at helping me bring it back, because sometimes I just go off. I'm like, I listen to myself. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like you're doing right now.
Like I'm doing, yeah,
going?
Exactly. I'm doing this now to show how I may go off a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's to take you back to this really deep rooted foundation of what this story means, what your story means, you know. What's really coming through with this energetic exchange of a podcast with, you know, following me on any other social media or even jumping into my email newsletter and staying tuned with what we're going to be doing for humanity and this beginning story. Like, y'all don't know, but this comes full circle in a very, very big way. And so I again, this may sound like I'm going off and I'm spinning around and things, but I'm taking your soul on a journey right now into itself. And these podcasts is a practical way of me being able to do this and create some shifts within you through recognizing this soul exchange that's going on through voice and through tone, through breath. And I just want you to really pay attention, because that's going to be the free thing here. It's not going to cost you anything to pay attention. Right, just pay attention to yourself, pay attention to the cadence in our voices and the joking around and the making light of things, because making light of things is actually putting light on a situation, because not everything needs to be so serious, even though I'm making it sound like it should be. but it is to put light on the situation, so let's have fun. So going back to Sedona, my shit was red. So I was very grounded in what we were doing there, come to find out, because we even went the next day, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drop this part of the story off to Amber and her particular part of the experience with me wanting to drag her ass up the back end of Cathedral Rock, mm-hmm, on 11/11, because all the homies are up at the top doing some activation. It's what we went there for, right?
Yeah, we weren't prepared for that.
We were not fucking prepared for that shit. We were, but we were though.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like when it all comes out, it's like, oh my gosh, not being prepared was being prepared. Like, this is a crazy thing. Because had we gone prepared, we would have been up at the top, and I wouldn't have seen, and we wouldn't have experienced what we did when we didn't make it to the top. So I'm gonna go ahead and again leave that off with Amber. Okay. So mm-hmm. We're trying to get up the top end of a Cathedral Rock, and we're trying to find a place to park.
Well, I'm trying to think of the story, but I remember, we did park, but it was behind Cathedral Rock, and then as we were, it was very rocky, like very, like big old bricks of, like, rocks.
Yeah,
and
big stones.
And I don't even think,
been to Sedona, that's what it is.
I didn't even have, like, the best shoes, too, I think. I remember, I don't even know what I was wearing. I think I was wearing sandals, like...
to a hiking experience.
I didn't, because I didn't know what we were going. Like, I didn't know what we were going into. Like, I honestly didn't. I was like, oh, okay. Like, or no. Maybe I did have tennies, because the day before we did do some hiking.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. I don't remember what we were carrying. But anyways, there's like big old rocks, and like we're like climbing in between, and you're going ahead of me, and that's. We're like, what the fuck? What is it? Like, I don't, like, we're barely 4 to 5 months in dating. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, I don't even know why I came here. He's gonna fucking, like, I'm gonna die here. And, like, he's gonna take me up these rocks and I'm gonna just fucking fall. Like, I was like, I don't think I'm going back. Like, I'm gonna be with him anymore. Like, this guy's crazy. If he's, like, pushing me through this, like, I don't even know how the relationship's gonna be. Like, this is crazy. And, like, you're pissed and upset because you just wanted to make it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was and a man on a mission.
Right, a man on a mission. And then, yeah, we didn't make it.
If she wasn't, like, we didn't there...
You probably would have gone, yeah. You would have kept going. You're crazy. That was crazy. That was like, hiker. Yeah, like, that's more experienced hikers.
And I'm not even an experienced hiker.
Right. That was scary.
I would have gone, like, up until I was like, fuck, it's either go forward or go back.
Because that was the free area or something, right? Or I don't
something,
even know.
It was very weird.
We couldn't find parking.
We couldn't find where everybody was at. We went through one entrance up in Cathedral Rock, and they were like, well, this closes at a specific time, and if you're in here before 6 p.m., you're locked in here until morning. And we're like, well, nope, that's not us.
Right.
And there must be another parking spot that we can get. They're doing this activation that where you could just park and leave when it's over. what kind of an activation is this? Oh, fuck, it's a slumber party activation. My bad.
Yeah.
I thought we paid for a room down there.
Comfortably.
Yeah, comfortably in a fucking bed. Yeah. Little do we know that comfortableness in our bed and our sacred union with performing fellatio on each other.
What the fuck? We're just talking about, like, I know, climbing up Cathedral Rock.
Yeah, we were climbing up Cathedral Rock, but... because it's about what we were really there for also is this sacred union,
yes,
of our, you know, this sacred sex magic of, you know, and that's where like I go on these detours because if someone says something, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, ooh, you said our comfortable spot. Yeah, we did get comfortable.
We did get comfortable, yeah. No, but we're not talking about that.
Sorry, my bad.
We're talking about...
Yeah. We're talking about getting up the back end.
I don't know.
So,
what made you turn back then?
You.
Me.
You said you're fucking crazy. It's dark.
Oh, yeah,
and
we
you
were
don't,
arguing.
You
yeah,
don't
yeah,
have a flashlight.
That's right. It was getting dark.
It was getting dark.
I was like,
there was a little ravine or some kind of creek or something in between us and going up the rest
yeah.
of the thing. So I'm like, we got to go further down this way in order to cross the
yeah,
creek.
I wasn't
going to
make it.
And I had never been there before. So how the fuck was I supposed
it
to know you
very
go down
dark.
This way? And we had no flashlight. And
that's right. My projector waves were coming out.
Yep. It was not the
smartest. It was not smart at
no,
all.
It
no,
it wasn't smart. We were just trying to find a way up there. And it was like, what the fuck? Like, who organized this thing? But, you know, at the end of the day, what she said was, let's go smoke a bowl and just fucking go to the main street. And I was like, you're right.
I said that. I thought that was your idea.
Maybe that was my idea.
Yeah.
Let's just smoke a bowl and go to the beach.
Yeah, because we were really upset. I was mad at you. Like, of course,
oh, she
you know,
probably
like
was
we
not speaking then.
Huh?
She wasn't. You weren't speaking then. Back in those days when you were mad, you just would shut
right,
down.
I would just shut down and not speak.
Yeah.
Right,
so
I probably wasn't
like,
speaking
because
you were like, what do you want to do? Yeah.
Let's
yes.
just fucking go to the main street. We were there
yeah.
yesterday. And
that's when you got your aura photo.
Rawr. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went to a nice
So that's probably
shop.
Why it was dark and you were like all like feeling bad because you're like, oh, it's, you know.
No, I was that's there grounding. Right. I was there doing other cosmic work that was much bigger than the little experience that we had there. But
right, it turned to experience for us.
Yeah, it did. Because what happened is we went down to Main Street of Sedona, Arizona
yeah.
on 11/11. Everybody's up at the top of Cathedral Rock doing an activation, fucking having a good old time. We're like, fuck it, let's go eat some fudge and buy a book.
I don't even like fudge.
There was, I know, there was a fudge shop.
Yes.
And next to the spiritual shop. And so that was like the stuff that I had seen that was new for me. But everybody was walking around comfortably in it. Tourists, old folks, middle-aged children walking around with like spirituality in their face and the day-to-day fudge shop and everything else right next to it. And so that was a bit of inspiration for me. And in one of the stores there was a book.
Inspiration for what?
To build cities of light.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I actually did, but like you, I was like, what are you talking about?
I know, which is why she's here. Because this first episode needs to be very coherent, so she's helping me with this.
Mm-hmm. Right, to build City of Lights.
Yeah.
That's where you had that aha, or that epiphany.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was, it was looking at Sedona and seeing how the mixing and mingling was just there and present in day-to-day life. People were working and making a living and also integrating the spirituality into their day-to-day things. Mm-hmm. And so that was definitely, that was huge in that, again, this is why we're doing the podcast. This is why we're releasing it on 11-11-22, 11 years after the famous. Like this story, folks, is going to be like a famous story that's written in like books, and like we're making a whole documentary. Like this whole thing is literally going to be a thing. So if you're tuning in now, this is like you're getting in really, like, just stick around. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So yeah, we're walking on Main Street of Sedona, and I see this book, because one of the things that I had issues with was focusing my mind in meditation. And so I was walking around like, man, I can't, like, maybe I need to like be moving or something. Maybe my meditation is different. And so I saw this book on bowing and bowing meditation. And so I pick it up and I look at it and I put it down. Didn't really think much of it afterwards. And I go to the counter and we're ready to maybe buy some things or whatever, or ask the girls some questions about some things, I think, because there were like some acupuncture rings and stuff like that. And we checked them out. There's a silver one, there's a gold one, and they do specific things. And I felt a tingling, which got us to conversating. And then I'm starting to talk about the higher self coming in. And then she's like, hold on, I got a book for you. And she goes straight to the fucking book that I was looking at on the shelf. The only book that I had picked up and set down. And so it led me to ponder the idea that our higher selves were in communication. And because I noticed that she wasn't noticing me when I walked into the store, because I notice people noticing me. I notice things. I pay attention because it's a fucking free thing to do. But I pay attention to my surroundings very inherently. And so I notice salesmanship too. And so if she had been eyeballing me for a sale, then she did a good job. And I noted that she didn't. Because she was talking to someone else. But anyway, end of the story, she's like, dude, you're like tapped into some other stuff. Can I take your aura photograph for free? And I'm like, wow, nice. Okay, let's fucking redeem ourselves with this fucking reddish, black, gooey thing that was surrounding me the day before.
Oh, you did it twice. Oh, right. That's Remember right. The first me. One.
The first one we paid.
Right, which is, it was the video.
Was it a video? It was a picture.
Mm. Okay.
We didn't do the video until you introduced me to Unlimited Thought.
Okay, right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, because it was in a little house, right? Okay.
Yep, that's
yes.
right.
Okay, that's house. Right.
Yep, she did an aura photograph on 1110, dark, red, talking this high game on 1111 on Main Street, and the girl's like, oh my God, you're like tapped in. I want to see what your aura is. And she's like, that's weird. You're speaking all this stuff, but you're like fucking red and black. I'm like, I don't know.
She said that?
She
did?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
She was like, wow, this, like, she noted that the level of consciousness of what I was speaking of didn't match the energetic imprint of what came out in the photograph. But looking at the way things are now, I was there to ground. I was there to ground the story, this inspiration.
To set the tone of the foundation.
Yes, to set the tone of our foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even just my foundation. This is our foundation.
Our.
And our, did I say it right?
No, you did.
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing around. Anyway, we love each other. I was going to say that because she's so cute.
You're cute.
See? Yeah. That's why we love each other, because I know she knows I'm cute.
Uh-huh. I know she knows I'm cute. Yeah, I know. I'm cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cute.
But, you know, it was setting the tone of our foundation, of this opportunity for us to come together and, you know, put our dreams in one place and collectively dream ourselves and talk ourselves into these cities of light, into these regenerative off-grid communities that are linked up and created for our children and for ourselves. Like, we can play in these places now. I have friends that have land now. And it's all been manifesting since we went to that Sedona trip. Like, I'm going to, through this practical spiritual advising, the infinite you style with intention, breath, and movement, I'm here to show the way that worked for me to cause a cosmic aligning X marks the spot, like owning who and what you are in this place and honoring all the other people around you and listening to their stories and knowing that your story is a worthwhile story and you should be able to put yourself on a big screen and watch yourself and be like, wow, look at all the mistakes I made and the learning and the this and the that and all the little games that you played with yourself. And that's what we're here to show, is just this is one big game that we've been playing with ourselves on a soul level. So we're like a big cosmic child. Stop playing with yourself.
In a good way.
In a good way. Well, I mean, I've never not played with myself in a bad way.
Brain.
Just kidding.
So brain.
Anyway, but a lot of people do, you know, in the way that, you know, they self-sabotage and talk themselves out of experiences and yeah. Right. Well, it is a play because they're eventually going to learn that that was some type of a dance for their soul to learn a lesson. And so this is where practical spiritual advising, I'm always going to come into the back end and put a silver lining on every experience and honor every point of view, because it is all to be honored. And that's really what we're doing here, is finding a way to honor all points of view and all experiences in within the story. And that was what, hey, if I'm going to call him out, I'm going to call out my homie Yeshua, Jesus. He was out telling stories. And this is what we're doing. Telling stories.
Yes.
Of healing. Perfect. Ourselves. You know, all timelines and all kinds of ways. Because, you know, when we get into this infinite you, practical spiritual advising, as you tune in to the podcast, we're going to be showing you practical ways of putting thought processes in, and we'll be also showing ways to come and hang out with us, like not just listen. Like, I'm, you know, with what Infinite You and what this saw, and you know, the storytelling of Sedona and what is it has inspired, and you know, I keep referring back to my aura photographs, and you know, they were more of this really foundational red tone.
So it was red both times.
Yeah, it was red both times. Red and very earthy, grounded. Yeah,
grounded. Love. Creation.
Yeah. Creation.
Red is creation on the aura.
It is.
It is.
As well as orange leans into.
Yes.
Because I know when. So Sedona was a lot of fun for us.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. It was interesting, and it was definitely because it was a culture shock.
For me as well.
Right. It was something new, and mm-hmm. The following day after 11/11 is where the person's timeshare. It's a timeshare. The ladies' timeshare that we were staying in, these two like little houses, like not stuck together, but there's like a little patio in between them, the little two bedroom, one bath houses. And the next day is where she had other people stay with her. She had people stay with her on 11/11 that night because mm-hmm. She did something on her own, mm-hmm. which we're all like, oh man, that would have been cool. We should have gone. I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
I forgot. But she had other people stay with her, and so the next day, it was like, let's all go out to eat, to have breakfast. So we took Robert with us, and we had breakfast with. It was a couple, who, travel. like backpacking, like mm-hmm. they're traveling, like they're just like they didn't know where they're gonna sleep, they didn't know what they're gonna eat, they just were on a journey together.
Yeah.
And then there was this other lady that was there, and I think that was it. I think it was just three people, and then the one that we had the timeshare with.
Mm-hmm. And so we got like to hang out with the people that were up at the day before on 11:10 at the airport Mesa. And we were at the
yeah, that was them. That's
Corey. But they weren't a couple. Because I remember that one guy, Corey.
I don't know who Corey is.
He was the white dude that was. He seemed a little bit of. He was. So when they were talking about stretching, he was like, "Here, bounce," like when you stretch. And she was like, "No, don't bounce." Like I
sounds familiar. That. I just cannot remember that.
Like,
because
when you get to the end of your stretch, he was like, "Oh, and just bounce it and push more." And she's like, "No, you're not supposed to do that."
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Just
I'm still friends with him. He's a musician and
yeah,
he travels around. Corey Wilmoth or something.
Oh,
like
okay.
Yeah, and then there was another girl, Carolyn Free.
That's the couple.
Right, and what was her husband, though?
I forgot, but they had the same last name.
Right. I was, for some reason, I remember her and not him.
Because she was friends with us on Facebook.
Okay.
So that's why, because you visually saw her name.
That's right.
Visually seeing her name, putting her name to her face, and that's how you remember.
Yeah, and I think Corey's popped in on Facebook, everyone, like,
I remember
the people that we made connections with. We didn't really like. They're still around. Like I still have some of them. Like
you,
in the background,
more or
like
less.
That lady, Daphne. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
that's Daphne. That's right.
Yeah, Daphne was the one that found us.
That was
the timeshare. Did whatever.
She had a timeshare and she
posted out.
She posted.
Right.
And that's you're all like, "Hey, we're interested."
That's right. That's mm-hmm. how it happened. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Crazy. So anyway, 11-11-11, we're in Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, but the because you, going back to that, we had fun, and I was like, well, it was interesting in a culture shock. Okay, so these people that we went to go have lunch with,
mm-hmm.
this is where it became a culture shock to me. So we went out to eat, and we're telling them about, like, Robert's, like, you know,
Health
condition,
yeah,
right. Health condition, and that's when they offered, like, "Oh, why don't we go to the medicine wheel, the Native American medicine wheel by the airport?" I think that's so. That
that's
was the
when
second
we did
time.
That.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I thought
that's
we did that the
like
day before. Okay.
No, that's why I was getting like.
Okay, my bad.
Anyways,
okay, yeah.
So that we went to that medicine wheel and we did a ceremony, a prayer for him.
Yes.
So it was like, okay, I'm open to this, you know, because this isn't. Not new to me, like I've prayed before.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it's like, let's dance to no music. And I was like, I don't even know what to do. Like they were dancing. It was this ecstatic dance, really, without music though.
Uh-huh.
They were all dancing. And I even remember Robert, like on our way back or whatever, days later talking shit. Like, ah, chinga, these people are dancing like with music or something like that. What do you say that?
Oh,
chinga.
My goodness.
But anyways, that's where it became a shock to me. I was like, what the hell? Like,
yeah,
I was like
that.
20, 21. I was 21 at the time.
Oh,
like,
shit,
the music to me was like booty shaky music. And
uh-huh.
let's not go out to clubs. Like, this was like odd to me, which now it's normal. I don't see anybody dancing without music, but. You know, the way they were dancing is,
uh-huh.
it's, you know, 11 years now.
Yeah.
And experiencing
they didn't have
that.
As much groove as they do now, though.
What?
Their groove, like how their dance moves, like back then.
No, when they were dancing, what?
I'm just saying that they're better at dancing now.
It still looks the same to me. Or like, whatever. When you're ecstatic dancing and you're just flowing with it and, like, wherever your body takes you is what they're dancing, how they're dancing. And that was
mm-hmm.
different for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see people dance like that.
Did I try to dance? I think
you
I tried
did try to dance
do.
Too. And you were still too, like, we weren't like,
yeah.
we didn't, you didn't have your thing down at that time.
Yeah.
Like how you flow with the energy during it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't fucking know. I just, the only thing I know is how to shake
if
my
I
ass.
Yeah. Put me there now. Which is funny because, you know, we can go there now.
I wanted to go there today.
We are.
Yeah, we are there right now. Right.
Mm-hmm. With our imagination, with our memories.
I still
want to
take the children.
Yeah, we do want to take the children. We want to create some.
It's a different, yeah.
Them,
it's.
But you can absolutely tune in to mm-hmm. these spaces. Like, we are there now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can dance the way that I dance now then.
Me too.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Just and, you know, Robert
playing
has.
Playing with energy.
Robert has since transitioned, for those that don't know. And he's an integral part in a lot of this stuff. And, you know, he ties in, like, some Native American, like,
yeah.
energies and just a lot of light. A lot of light to, like, in light, I mean fun. Like,
mm-hmm.
joking around and.
Not taking life seriously.
No.
Like.
Ah, vieja. Like, just.
No filter.
Talking shit to my mom.
No filter.
Yeah, no filter. But, so he's here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so his activation, his point and all of that and bringing light to the situation and all that stuff is all played its part. And so, what else happened in Sedona? What else do we want to, like, I mean. That's for the most part of our Sedona trip.
Right.
From our
we do have a little clip.
We do.
We do. I don't know where it's at, though.
Oh, yeah, on my YouTube channel. That's
oh,
right.
Yes,
there is a small
right.
little
I
clip.
Can
and
try
I, was
to merge
these,
it through.
I was calling these things sequoia trees and shows you what I know. Fucking sequoia trees are fucking really, really big in California.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, those
yeah.
trees I was pointing out are
yeah,
not fucking
yeah.
sequoias.
It doesn't matter, but yeah, whatever.
It does to me when I'm like,
you're
an idiot. I watch my videos and I'm like, you're an idiot.
So that's why.
That's not a fucking sequoia. Like, you don't even know what the anyway.
I'm all sequoia.
Yeah, they're there too. Like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah, he's right. Those are sequoia trees.
I don't think. I didn't know. It's just
hey,
like, oh,
you
okay.
sound like an authority and you'll win anybody over.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an authority on your ascension. So how about that? As a reflection and a portal. So anything else we want to take from our activation on Sedona other than, you know, bringing it full circle again would be just tune in, subscribe to whatever avenues infinite you and goddess of balance. That's Amber's business on the side. And we'll be making its presence a little bit more coming out here in the near future whenever it wants to. Because I think goddess of balance is like this very...
Goddess of balance is just balancing out right now.
Yeah, God's balance
trying
to balance
I'm trying to balance
her
own
shit.
I'm trying to balance my own shit right now. I'm just trying to find myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
My new self,
mm-hmm.
I should say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You want to say something?
Yes. So that's the end of that story.
Yeah.
Coming full circle to today, 11/11/22.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to share that story. With everybody, but but I do want to mention we did breath work today,
which
had us buzzing. So I want
out.
To yes,
she reached out and was like, "Help me!" And I was like, "I got it."
Help me! I didn't say that.
I felt it.
No, I was like, "Whoa!" Like that
yeah,
was
like
weird.
That's
I was like,
you,
"I want to stop."
When someone's like, "Whoa!" Like
I wanted to stop, but
you
I'm glad.
To, yeah,
I
exactly.
did, but then I'm glad that you pushed me. You're like, "Just do it and just keep going." Come on. And I was
yeah.
like, "Yeah, you know what? Mind over matter. I can do it."
Yeah, because like, what uh-huh. the fuck? It's just
but it was just
breath.
I think it's more getting past that fear state of that fear of passing out and like not waking up. Because I think that's something too that I've been noticing is I have a fear of that.
Mm.
Of not waking up after passing out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get that.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open. Don't pass out. If you do, the breath work that we'll soon provide in whatever links. I'm not going to put it in right now. We'll do that maybe on another video.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not planning on fucking
because we could do
daughters.
It together. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I
want to
get this for you guys. For the special audience.
Share.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe, all the good stuff. Stay tuned. I think I feel very complete with this first episode. And so with that, I want y'all to love always in all ways. Peace.